On Wednesday evening, November the 27th at 6 p.m, a prayer vigil for Syrian peace and for the liberation of hostages in Syria is scheduled to take place in the Church of Santa Maria dell'Orto in Rome. Organised by the Rome Vicariate in collaboration with a host of other organisations, the event will see the participation of Auxiliary Bishop of Rome, Matteo Zuppi, who is also in charge of missionary cooperation among the churches. As Father Michele Caiafa, who works in the missionary office of the Vicariate of Rome, told me, the prayer vigil was born from the seeds sown by Pope Francis in September, when he called for a day of prayer and fasting for peace in Syria.
Following the Pope's suggestion, the Diocese of Rome decided to organize the prayer vigil to ask peace and the liberation of the bishops and the priests kidnapped in Syria. The prayer will take place in Santa Maria dell'Orto in Trastevere today at 6 o'clock p.m. And there will be the Bishop Matteo Zuppi and the Middle East Christian community living in Rome. It's a good opportunity to stay all together and pray our Father for peace and freedom in Syria.
Pope Francis has made numerous appeals for Syria. He actually stepped in as Western forces were about to attack the nation. In your opinion, what impact have his words had on the situation in Syria and also the church? What is it doing to help the people there?
The opinions and actions of Pope Francis were fundamental to start a dialogue between the international powers and to avoid a war that would become a world war. His words and his lifestyle touched the hearts of this man and also the hearts of all mankind. I remember the silence and the participation to the prayer in St. Peter's Square last September. We really felt the presence of the Holy Spirit in that occasion. We must contain this experience and pray every day the Holy Spirit to help us to abandon weapons and start peaceful ways.
Don Michele, this prayer vigil, as you were saying, is an occasion to pray for the liberation of Jesuit Father Paolo Dall'Oglio and, of course, of other hostages in Syria. Is there anything you can tell us about them?
Just a little bit, but the Roman Church is close to them with a prayer and fraternal solidarity to Father Dall'Oglio and his family. We hope we will come back home as soon as possible. He is a man who worked hard for interreligious dialogue and peace. The Roman Diocese has given their help and support to the Syrian refugees, especially in Jordan, as help in a food program where one of our priests work. And I have the pleasure now of inviting all listeners to the prayer vigil this evening at 6 p.m. o'clock in Santa Maria dell'Orto in Rome, Trastevere. Thank you.